In the latest manifestation, the new head of GCHQ, Robert Hannigan, writes in the FT, "Increasingly, their services not only host the material of violent extremism or child exploitation, but are the roots for the facilitation of crime and terrorism. However much they may dislike it, they have become the command and control networks of choice for terrorists and criminals who find their services as transformational as the rest of us." One thing that government agencies find maddeningly frustrating is not being able to get hold of the wealth of data stored on someone's mobile phone, even if they have a court order. Today, Google began rolling out the latest version of its Android operating system. This encrypts by default. The result is that even if you pit the most powerful computer known to man against a phone like this, the phone wins. The lead Android security engineer at Google explained the company's reasoning to Newsnight.
"Whenever people have built systems and tried to make it possible for only the good guys to get in, it always turns out the bad guys figure out how to do that as well. And so this is a system where we built it using the best cryptography that we're aware of, that the industry knows about. And we make it so that only the person who knows the password can get in. And there is no backdoor. There is no way that you can call a locksmith or, you know, your best tech savvy friend and he can let you in. That's just not going to work."